Welcome to the Hope College men's basketball preview for tonight's game versus Albion. Unfortunately, no radio tonight, but still wanted to give Hope fans love to have the scouting report from our guest, assistant coach Tom Davilar. And we welcome Tom here to this recording. Tom, an action-packed weekend. You turn around and get a big win on the road on Saturday in the rivalry. What did it mean, you know, for this team to be able to take that step of winning a close game like that down the stretch on Saturday at Cal?
Oh, absolutely huge. I mean, for many, many reasons. The tough finish to Friday night's game, a very, very quick turnaround, going to Grand Rapids, playing your arch rival on the road, a unique environment for a Hope-Calvin game if there ever was one in the 200 and some meetings. I told our guys, you'll tell your kids and grandkids about this and they'll watch some pictures or video of a game where you were playing with a mask and a virtually empty Van Ord. And the best thing about it is, of course, the way the game ended. But our guys, credit to them, as disjointed as we looked Friday night at times, especially in the first half offensively, we were very efficient, executed well. And they did too. It was a great first half of offense. And then it kind of turned into a typical Hope Calvin slugfest in the second half. And fortunately, we made a couple plays down the stretch that allowed us both defensively and offensively to have a chance to win the game. And anytime you win a game in Grand Rapids against the Knights, it's a great day, a great weekend. And we got two. I mean, we found out afterwards that Mo and the women won as well. It was a great day to be a fan of the orange and blue on Saturday for sure.
Certainly indeed. And a big highlight, obviously everyone watching Preston Granger come up with that rebound, offensive rebound off the missed shot there by Evan in the closing seconds and gets fouled and goes to the line and hits both free throws. 11 of 12 from the line from Preston on Saturday. And obviously none too bigger than at the end. What did it mean just to have him back on the court on Saturday making his season debut?
Well, yeah, just to have his presence there. I mean, we're a veteran team. We have on our roster six seniors, but for various reasons, unfortunately, we're only able to dress two of them Friday night, and we got Preston back on Saturday. And, you know, he demands in the post a presence. Attention from the defense of the opponent. And, you know, they had difficulty guarding him. And, but yet he was selective and I thought played very intelligently and was able to come in and, you know, from the get-go, from the start, the opening tip of the game, you knew it was great for the Flying Dutchman. It just since, you know, it lifted everybody's spirits, players and coaching staff to have him out there. And then, of course, the finish was, you know, a key play. We talked so much about rebounding, and there was a great example. Evan drove to the basket. It was a tough finish. He didn't get it, but Preston's there and got it and got to the free throw line. And as you mentioned, knocked those two and many others down. So a great great way to finish for Preston and the Flying Dutchman.
Obviously, you can look at a box score a million different ways and find stats, but I thought a big one that jumped out to me for you guys was that 23-5 edge in bench points led by Clayton Dighthouse's 16 points, but also some important contributions. Noah Hedrick with a big three, Josh Salilja had a basket in three rebounds, Jeff Bekus as well. Just talk about that bench and how important, you know, they were on Saturday.
Well, it's absolutely key. And our depth has played an important, a part of what we do, both on the court and off the court. I mean, if you watch the game or listen on Saturday or Friday night even, our bench has been fantastic. And that you have to have that this year. I'm talking about off the court because there's no fans there. There's really no atmosphere. So it's up to your guys to supply that. And they have done a great job in both games, home and away, in a tough loss and a great win. Of lifting the spirits of our teammates. And, you know, then they come into the game and they make key contributions. You know, Noah, his first game as a Flying Dutchman hits a big three, and any basket you make or any stop you get in a 2-point game is key. Jeff Bekus started Friday night, Preston started on Saturday, but Jeff came in and had some key rebounds and points for us. Josh Dilger, as you mentioned, has been solid off the bench. And then we made a change in the starting lineup, inserting Danny Beckman at the point and bringing Clayton in off the bench. And, you know, Clayton, young man, you got to give him a whole lot of credit. Not much went right for him Friday night. He came in and buried two threes early in the game, lifted his confidence and our team's confidence. And it was just, you know, our bench play has been a key aspect and will be going forth in this season, especially in the stretch now where we're playing a whole lot of games in a very few days.
Oh yeah, 4 games in 6 days. This is game number 3. Obviously, you're excited to play, and you know that's so. It's not necessarily an emotional thing, but there is a physical challenge and a mental challenge, I would imagine, with playing this often, especially to start a season unlike any other in terms of interruptions. What are the things you focus on when you're trying to deal with just the physical realities of playing basketball at a high level, you know, 4 times in 6 days?
Well, yeah, it's unique. And, you know, not that we would have practiced yesterday because we couldn't on a Sunday, but, you know, a unique situation, a Zoom meeting where we can kind of go over a scouting report. We will have a walkthrough this afternoon as we prepare to get on the bus to go to Albion, but it is a mental as well as physical adjustment. Guys have to stay hydrated. They have to get their rest, and they have something called school that's going on now too. And, you know, their schedules are full, and we, you know, we're playing our third game in 4 days. Not even a whole lot of NBA teams will do that these days. We will get a practice tomorrow, but then we have to get back on the road to go to Angola, take on Trine Wednesday. So it's a daunting task. But, you know, if we had any doubts about our guys being able to handle that, I think they were answered 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Grand Rapids after a tough turnaround with that first game and that loss on Friday night.
And now you go down and face a very good Albion team with coming off a high-scoring win, 95-85 over Olivet on Saturday. Now they have the kind of same challenges of bouncing back after, you know, obviously using those legs a lot on Saturday. What can we expect from the Britons, and what are the keys to victory?
Well, Albion is, I think, was a consensus pick to win the league, and it's really tough to predict such things this year. Given all that goes on with the COVID situation and so forth, but they've only played 2 games as well. I was talking to Coach Jody May yesterday morning, my good friend, and mentioned to him that I was not a math major at Hope College, but they've scored 95 points in both games. And so it seems like they're averaging 95 points. And I said, for us to think we can go down there and score 96 points and beat them tonight is a bit ridiculous. So we're going to have to find a way to slow them down. They're very talented. They are probably the most experienced team in the league. Caden Ebeling in the post is a huge presence. Cortez Garland and MJ Barnes shoot the ball very well. They have good depth. Guys coming off the bench, they can get to the basket, get to the rim. They're a load. And then you're playing in Kresge, which for fans who tune in tonight and watch the video will be different for many reasons. There'll be no fans, of course. And they've kind of flipped the bench seating at Kresge, where you sit where fans used to sit on the other side, so there's room for chairs and so forth. Yet the scoring table and so forth is on the side, for people who are familiar with Kresge, on the west wall where there's no room. And it's kind of a unique situation. And but yet we'll adapt, they adapt, and it'll be a great game and a great challenge for us here tonight against the Britons.
I appreciate it, Tom. Good luck.
Hey, good luck, and as always, go Hope.